We were wondering whether you were Seth 1 or Seth 2.
I'm Seth 3.
Seth 3? Seriously?
No.
Oh. Okay. A little humor there.
Seth, the entity Seth.
The entity Seth.
That I call myself Seth. I could be a Seth 3 or 4 or 5.
Okay.
I am the Seth
okay.
that you are familiar with.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and since that brings up an interesting question, since there's been time, physical time that's elapsed since you...
That's where the 3 came into play as mm-hmm. humor.
Okay, I see, yeah.
Seth 2, Seth 1. If you wanted to look at this now, you could call it a Seth 3.
Mm-hmm.
I am reacting somewhat differently than I did through Rupert.
Mm.
Cass's abilities are different than Rupert's.
Mm-hmm.
However, as time moves on, you will see the similarities much clearer.
Okay. My question doesn't make much sense, but I'm going to ask it anyway. Since physical time has elapsed since you came through Jane, and you've had other experiences?
I have.
Is that going to make a different presentation of your energy through Cass than through Jane Roberts? Will that be different? Because you've had other experiences and time has passed, theoretically.
Theoretically, time, right. There is no time. However, if I understand what you are getting at, the process is pretty much the same. The voice is different. The personality of Cass is different. Those things affect the transmission. The way the beliefs of Cass are somewhat different. The entire personality is somewhat different, yet somewhat the same.
Hmm.
You understand?
Yeah.
And therefore, it allows a somewhat different environment to come through. As Cass becomes more comfortable with my style, she will probably become quite bored with me and just let me move on.
Move on?
Move on in the process
okay.
of our writing.
Already. So it's a matter of her becoming
there is a certain amount of filtering still happening. However, as you see today, we have made much progress. I assume each session will get better because she has been paying quite a bit of attention to what I have been teaching her. She stays focused on what she is learning.
Okay. Okay, Cass is being prepared and accepting all your recommendations and such. And as far as my part in it, for my own part, I think I'm starting to accept this expanded reality. Can you give me any advice on how to...
Go with the flow?
Go with the flow, yeah. Oh, that's the advice. Very Tao.
I would say go with the flow.
Okay.
It's a learning curve for the both of you.
That's true.
The way I have brought you together. Mm-hmm. I promise to make it quite interesting, though, as time moves on.
Okay.
Do you have any further questions?
Yeah, I got a couple. Do you want to have photographs in the book?
Of whom?
Well, I know that's been kind of an issue with readers of your work. We're always looking for photographs so we can see connected to faces. And,
whatever.
You know, whatever.
Makes the readers happy. I personally have no opinions on the photographs. That would be more or less between you and Cass. Since your readers aren't really looking at my essence with a body that I have incarnated in, they will just see me through her.
True.
Whether that is important or not,
yeah, you're right.
Makes no difference
okay.
to me. Humans need visuals, apparently. So,
yeah, you're right.
I would do as you feel necessary.
You know what would really be interesting is, over the years, since you started speaking through Jane Roberts, people were always looking for, well, what does Seth look like? What does he, the entity, look like? And there's the drawing by Robert Butts in Seth Speaks.
That was an old body.
That was an old body. Would there be a more appropriate image that would reflect the new Seth?
I suppose there is a way to draw light.
That would be cool.
That Cass's abilities mm-hmm. would come in quite nicely there, because what I am is light, energy, source. Mm. I can certainly bring those images forward into her head of the light and see what she will come up with.
Okay.
I have already showed myself to her as my light essence during her own hypnosis and meditation. I only use the body for humanity's curiosity, as you are very visually oriented. Mm-hmm. However, that body has not been used for quite some time.
Okay.
It was fun for Joseph to paint it. I do not feel at this time, however, that I need to manipulate features when my presence is available. Mm-hmm. That was more of a tactic used because of the time and place in man's development. You notice I do not speak with the accent either. Seth 3 has dropped some of his old habits.
His old habits?
Some of my old habits. I used to come in with Rupert in a kind of quirky accent.
I remember reading about that.
I have toned it down because of your space. Mm-hmm. However, I am quite comfortable shouting because it doesn't feel like shouting to me.
Mm-hmm. But then, well, we couldn't shout a lot through Cass's voice.
Why not?
Well, wouldn't it hurt her vocal cords at some point?
Not in the least.
Oh, okay.